Section 153 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Donald Powers. This absurdity arises, this appeal to the common sense, this argument is especially cogent, this, at least, is sure. This being the case, this being true, this being undeniable, it is plain. This being understood, I ask. This brings me to a single remark. This brings us to a subject. This episode goes to prove. This fact was soon made manifest. This, from the nature of the case, this I conceive to be the business. This I consider to be my own case. This I have told you. This is a general statement. This is a very one-sided conception. This is a very serious situation. This is an astonishing announcement. This is conceded by. This is contrary to all argument. This is doubtless the truth. This is especially the case. This is essentially an age of. This is in the main just. This is just like saying. This is not all. This is not the main point of objection. This is not the occasion of the place. This is obvious. This is on the whole reasonable. This is the only other illustration of. This is owing in great measure to. This is precisely what we ought to do. This is said in no spirit of. This is suggested to us. This is the design and intention. This is the great fact. This is the main point on which the inquiry turns. This is the meaning of. This is the obvious answer. This is the point I want to impress upon you. This is the point of view. This is the position of our minds. This is the radical question. This is the sentiment of mankind. This is the starting point. This is the sum. This is to be found in the fact. This is what I am led to say. This is what may be objected. This is why I take the liberty. This language is plain. This leads me to the question. This leads us to inquire. This may be said without prejudice. This might be illustrated at length. This much is certain. This sentiment was well nigh universal. This, surely, is the conclusion. This, then, is the answer. This, then, is the drift of my illustration. This, then, is what I mean by saying. This will be evident at once. This you cannot deny. Those who have watched the tendencies, thus a great deal may be done. Thus analogy suggests. Thus far, I willingly admit. Thus I am led to another remark. Thus, if you look into. Thus, instances occur now and then. Thus it comes to pass. Thus my imagination tells me. Thus much, however, I may say. Thus much I may be allowed to say. Thus much may be sufficient to recall. Thus we see. Time would not permit me. To a man of the highest public spirit, to avoid all possibility of being misunderstood, to be more explicit, to be sure we sometimes hear, to bring the matter near home, to convince them of this, to feel the true force of this argument, to illustrate, to make my story quite complete, to me, however, it would appear, to my way of conceiving such matters, to prevent misapprehension. To some it may sound like a paradox. To sum up all that has been said, to sum up in one word, to take a very different instance, to the conclusion thus drawn, to the enormous majority of persons, to these general considerations, to this I answer, to this it will be replied. To what other cause can you ascribe, today as never before? Treading close upon the heels, tried by this standard, true it is. True, there are difficulties. Truly, it is a subject for astonishment. Two things are made very clear. You, under all the circumstances, under these favoring conditions, under this head, undoubtedly we may find, unfortunately it is a truth. Unless I could be sure, up to this moment I have stated. V. Very strange is this indeed. End of section 153. This recording is in the public domain.